Cuts so deep, you'll need a team of surgeons. It's Waldman's Wardrobe on KX93.5.
Yeah, Waldman's Wardrobe every week on KX93.5. Mike Waldman, local musicologist and friend of the station, comes in, brings music, and we have a little chinwag about them. Hello, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, great. How are you?
Good. I'm fine. I'm happy to see Ava's back from England, right? I bet
Ava's
you're very happy.
Back. Yeah, she came last night. I picked her up from the airport. Very nice.
And I bet Mrs. Pickles was very happy.
She was confused because she had no idea where she was going or what was going to happen. And then when I speak to Mrs. Pickles about Ava, I say, that lady's coming back today.
Because she doesn't know her name.
She had no idea.
Right.
Yeah. So it's nice to have Ava back. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Basically, that's anybody, right?
Yeah, just that woman, you know. So who Pickles adores more than anybody else, of course.
That is worships, the truth. Yeah. That is the truth.
So, Mike, what we got today, my friend?
Well, we do have a theme today. And the theme is, unfortunately, a little tribute to Walter Becker.
Right.
Who was one of the half of one of my favorite bands of all time, Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Who passed away. They still haven't announced what he's passed away from. We still don't know what exactly happened.
And he was only 67 or something like
that? Yeah, 67 years old, and which is a shame. And what we've heard is that Steely Dan will continue. There's, you know, Donald Fagen is still going to tour. You know, when you only have two guys and you obviously have 27 musicians on the stage, it's a lot of studio people, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think Fagen's really the central guy, isn't he, of Steely Dan. It was his band from the beginning.
Yeah, well, actually, it was their band from... They met in college. They went to Bard University together. And, you know, the story is that Fagen was walking down the quad or whatever it was in that school, heard somebody playing really great guitar and said, I got to go listen to that guy. And it turned out to be Walter Becker and said, hey, do you want to be in a band together? And one of the first bands they ever had had Chevy Chase as the drummer. Which I think is very interesting.
Yeah,
so
great.
Chevy Chase could have been known as the guy that got kicked out of Steely Dan.
It worked out okay for him in the end.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
So these guys moved from, you know, this was like a suburb of New York. They moved down to New York. They got a job writing songs for the old school Brill Building. You know, they were making these kind of pop songs. Then they went on tour with a band called Jay and the Americans, who had a big hit with This Magic Moment. And they were like the backup musicians for Jay and the Americans. Eventually moved out to California, where they put together their very first single. And that's what we're going to hear. We're going to hear their very first single. This is a song, the only place you could find this song is in Japan. So probably for everybody who's listening, it's the first time you've ever heard it. And to be honest with you, it's not my favorite song you've ever heard. In fact, it's the B-side, because the A-side was even worse than the B-side.
So go make yourself a cup of tea.
Come back in 2 minutes.
But at least it's rare. That's the point.
This was the first taste that anybody ever heard of Steely Dan. And it's called Sail the Waterways.
He say, come on and sail the water away. It feels so good on you. Come on and sail the water away. It feels so good on you. You can tell me you're a man of means and I won't believe it's true. Today I seen you selling door to door and I know it makes you blue. Well, you're betting your dollar on the wind and the rain when you put your money down. I say, come on and sail the water away and turn your head around. Come on and sail the water away and turn your head around. You know the tide is high and the westward wind won't quit you. And you know what you got to do. Cause the time is right and the tide will wait for you.
I say, come on and sail the world away. Come on and sail the world away. Come on and sail the world away. It feels so good on you. You know the tide is high and the westward wind will quit you. Well, you know what you got to do. Cause the time is right and the tide will wait for you.
Yeah, it sounds like a commercial for chocolate, 1975, Cadbury's chocolate. But there's something cool about that sound, which is not back yet, and it's not back yet because it's complex, and that's difficult for young musicians to sort.
Let's remind people who we're listening to and why.
Get their head around. What, really?
If you haven't been paying attention, too bad.
No, Tyler's right. It's KX93.5, it's Laguna's only FM. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness, a segment that we do weekly here on Daily Scramble Live. Mike Waldman comes in and brings interesting music. And now you've forgotten that song.
Which was by Steely Dan.
That was the B-side of the very first single. And rumor has it that there were more copies given away of that single than there actually sold because nobody liked it. In fact, Walter Becker and Donald Fagen themselves called it Stinko. So that was there was their critique of the of that.
I kind of liked it.
I kind of liked it
because I don't really like other Steely Dan. That was kind of a different Steely Dan sound.
And how long has it been since your last confession?
Well, that was when they actually had a band. So there was a Steely Dan band, and one of the guys in the band was somebody who came and played at one of our fundraisers.
Yeah, Skunk Baxter.
Skunk Baxter.
That's right.
And he wound up playing, I think he did play Do It Again or one of the songs from that he played on. So there was an actual band. We're going to be hearing from them, but not yet. Because they, basically Fagen and Becker fired them in 1974. Just said, we're tired of having a band. These guys wanted to go out and tour, and Becker and Fagen just wanted to make studio albums and wanted to sit around and get high, basically.
Right.
And, their studio albums from 1972 to 1980 were just impeccable. Every single one of them was in the top 10. And I think their big one was Asia. And, between Asia and their last studio album before they broke up, which was called Gaucho, they had a lot of problems. And we're going to be hearing something from Gaucho next. A lot of problems were, first of all, they switched record companies, and the two record companies both said that the next album was theirs. So they recorded Gaucho, which was going to be their next album, but both record companies were suing them saying they owned it, right. And it took years for them to settle. And at the same time, Walter Becker, who just passed away, his girlfriend overdosed in his apartment and died, and her parents sued him for like $20 million. Ugh. Then he got hit by a car. He got hit by a car. I don't know if anything.
I'm
to
surprised
do with
he didn't just start writing country songs at this point.
He got hit by a car. He almost couldn't walk again. And then one of the engineers actually erased part of Gaucho. So they had recorded it. The guy erased it. They couldn't find it. There were no other copies of it. So it was really a really bad time. It took them 3 years between their huge hit Asia and when Gaucho came out, when they finally were able to put it out. And in a lifetime of a band, that's forever. You know, people just forgot about them. So what we're going to hear is an outtake from that album. So from the time they originally recorded it to the time they released it, there was a song that they finally released called Third World Man, which is a great little kind of reggae, Caribbean-sounding song. But when they originally recorded it, it had completely different lyrics, and that's what we're going to hear. We're going to hear the outtake of Third World Man. It's called Were You Blind That Day? It's the same backing track completely, but different lyrics. ¶¶
bloody May Day, when the wild ones did their looting, and your boys came in there shooting, were you blind that day? You, safe in your disguise, who lives behind those eyes? I could swear there's no one there. Were you crying?
It's Waldman's Wardrobe on Tuesday mornings on KX93.5. Mike Waldman brings in rare tracks for us, and today a tribute to the late Walter Becker of Steely Dan. That was Were You Blind That Day, the original version of something that became a different incarnation. Yeah, Third World Man.
I love listening to songs like that where you see the progression of the music. You know, you see where it started, where it finished, and you start to think about why they change things around.
The track's very similar.
Yeah,
just the lyric is—it's not entirely different. There's some lines in there that remain in the. I saw the fireworks. That's a line from the.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
They're funky, aren't they?
Yeah.
As a musician listening to them, you realise that the depth of decision making that goes into that music is. I'm sure every beat is looked at with a microscope. You know.
And they've been known to be taskmasters in the studio making people do 40 and 50 different takes of the same solos. If you haven't seen them in concert, really incredible to see. Every single song is played to perfection in a great groove, great night. And that's what we're gonna end with. You know, the two songs we heard were a little low key, so I thought we'd end with something a little bit more fun. And this is the original Steely Dan band. So this is when Becker was playing bass in the band. Walter Becker was playing bass in the band, and we also have Michael McDonald playing keyboards in it. It's got Skunk Baxter in it. They got this guy whose name is can't think of his first name. His last name is Diaz. He was a guitar player. He was actually played all the way from the very first Steely Dan album all the way up to Gaucho. You know, even though there wasn't a Steely Dan band per se, he was still playing in the band.
Denny Diaz,
that's right. And good to note also that even though they broke up in about 1981, they didn't come back together until 1999. When they did put out their first album, Two Against Nature, it won the Grammy Album of the Year. Yeah. So... still put out some great music. So we're going to hear a live performance of Pretzel Logic with the original Steely Dan band from one of the radio stations in L.A.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
It says here that the track is 36 minutes long. Is that correct?
No.
Did you send me the whole record?
We'll start it. We'll fade it. Don't panic. It's okay.
All right.
That can't be right.
But anyway, it's from KMET. It's live at KMET. That's the most legendary radio station in the world.
That's right.
Tom Donahue. Really cool. All right. Are we ready?
I hope so. We're going to cross our fingers. We're going to see what starts playing.
Thanks again, Mike.
Make sure it's, you know what, you might want to take it off the air and listen to it first.
Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness is every Tuesday.
We're going to see what happens. Wesley Greer and Jason Waller are coming up next as well to talk about Rock to Recovery.
The man gave me the news. He said, you must be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes? Oh, no. Nah.